We're going to learn Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph from Masechta Shabbos, and with that, we will, Be'ezras Hashem, complete the eighth parak of Masechta Shabbos. So we are holding on the top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots, three lines into the page. Amar le Rav Huna le Rabba Berei. Rav Huna said to Rabba his son, "My time l'shchichas kamed Rav Chista. Why aren't you learning by Rav Chista? He's such a good Rebbe. You should learn by him. Demahadran Shmaite, because he's demahadran Shmaite. Rather, he's so sharp in his learning. He knows everything." So Amar le Rabba responded, "My ezel l'gabei. Why would I go to him? D'chiyazil l'gabei mosuv li b'mili d'alma. When I go to him, he talks to me about stam dvarim, things that aren't divrei Torah." So Amar Ali, he says to me, "Man da'ay le'beis hakise." Someone who goes into the beis hakise, lo le'sebehedya, shouldn't sit down quickly. Velo litrach tvei, and he shouldn't, try too hard in order to defecate. Da'ay karkishta atlas shini yasif, because the stomach and the bowels are over three teeth, and if you sit down too quickly or you try too hard, dilma mishtamta shini de karkashta vasil de sakana, one of them will become dislodged and will be dangerous for you. He gives me stam medical advice. I want a Rebbe. So Amalei, Rav Huna said to his son, "Hu asik b'chayi de b'riyasa." He's being osek in things that are related to health. V'atam b'mili d'alma. You call that mili d'alma? You think that's just stam dvarim? Kolchkin zilagabei. Now it gives me even more reason to think that you should go to him. What a profound musr that the father wants him to learn by someone who cares about his physical well-being as well. When a Rebbe cares, that's when he's going to be a successful Rebbe. So the Gemara goes on to tell us things that are asur and mutter to clean oneself with after going to the bathroom on Shabbos. If a person has a rock and a shard of pottery, use the rock, even though a rock is muktzah. Don't use the pottery, even though it's not muktzah, because that's dangerous. No, use the item that's not muktzah, the pottery. Don't use the rock that is muktzah. So they asked on Rav Huna, the Brisa says exactly against Rav Huna that you should use the cheres which is not muktzah. So says Gemara, Tirgum Rav from Bar Papa, Kamei de Rav Chista, Libe de Rav Huna, Bo Ognei Kelim. According to Rav Huna, the Brisa is talking about the edges of the kelim, which are round and smooth, and therefore will not be dangerous, so they're not going to tear into one's flesh. So that's when he would say to use the cheres. But otherwise, you use the rock, because you can't put yourself in sakana. What about on a weekday? So the Gemara tells us, "Hayluf on tzor v'asavim." If a person has a rock or he has grass, Rav Chisra, Rav Amnuna, Chadam mekanech b'tzor, Vein mekanech b'asavim, Chadam mekanech b'asavim, Vein mekanech b'tzor. It's a machlokas between Rav Chisra and Rav Amnuna, which one to clean with. So Meisve. So the Gemara asks on the one who says to do with asavim, that the Brisa tells us, "Hamekanech b'davar sha'or shalat asbo shina v'tachtonos noshos," that it's dangerous to be mekanech with flammable material, and asavim are flammable material. Lokasha habalach and habiyevation. It's not a stira that when we say to use asavim, that's talking about moist asavim, which is in fact not flammable. When we say to not use asavim, that's talking about dry asavim, which are flammable. So the Gemara talks about other issues relating to going to the bathroom. Hanitzrach lifnos ve'ino nifne. Rav Chisra Ravina charam ruach rasholatis bo v'charam ruach zuam rasholatis bo. If someone needs to go to the bathroom, but withholds, does not go to the bathroom. So one sheet is that there's a ruach ra'a that overcomes him, and he's going to have a reach ra from his mouth. He's going to have bad breath. And the other one says it's a ruach zuhama, that the reach of the tzrachim is going to be absorbed in his flesh and in his limbs, and his sweat is going to be more smelly. So it's going to come out somewhere. It's either going to come out through his ruach or through his entire being, through his sweat. Tanya commandi amar ruach zuhama shalatas bo. We have a brisa like the shita that says that it's a ruach zuhama that's sholet on him. De tanya hanitzrach l'nekav va'ochel dom l'tanur shisiku al gav afaro v'zuhi tchilas ruach zuhama. Someone has to go to the bathroom and instead just eats more. He's like an oven that they lit up and they didn't remove the ashes that were there previously. It's not going to light properly, and that is the the ruach zuama that's gonna take over him. If a person needs to go to the bathroom and he's unable to because the hole is not opening up properly, he should do squats, he should stand up and sit. Rav Chanan min Ardai Yamar Yistalik Litzdadin, he should go into another corner and try somewhere else. Rav Hamnuna Amar Yimashmish Bitzror Ba'oso Makom, V'Rabban Amar Yasiach Taito. Rav Hamnuna's advice is to use a rock to open up the Nekev, and the Rabbanan say he should just try to forget about it, try to be Masiach Das from it, and then at a different time, when his body's ready, it will happen. So Amar Le Rav Acha B'Rei D'Rab Le Rav Ashi Kolshkin D'Chim Masach Taito L'Mafni. What do you mean, to be Masiach Das? Then he's for sure not going to go to the bathroom. Amar Le Yasiach Taito Midvar Macherim. No, it doesn't mean remove his mind from it. Yasiach Daito means the exact opposite of what we thought it meant. It means he should totally focus on this and put down the article he's reading or whatever else, not focus on anything else. Amr B'Yirmiya Midifti L'Dichazi L'Yahut Hayah. He said, I once saw a Yishma'eli traveler, the Kam V'Yasiv, that was doing squats, Ad Shafach Kedera, and it worked. He had no constipation whatsoever. It poured out of him like a Kedera. Tan Rabban, Hanichnas L'Sudas Keva. If a person goes to a Sudas Keva and to leave in the middle is going to be embarrassing if he has to leave to go to the bathroom in the middle. Yehalich Eser Pa'am Shel Arba Arba Amos. Before the Suda, he should walk 10 times, 4 Amos each, and each time he should that he goes 4 Amos, he should see if he needs to go to the bathroom. V'armila Arba Pa'am Shel Eser Amos. Some say 4 walks of 10 Amos each. V'nifna, and then he'll be able to go to the bathroom, and then V'nichnas Yashu B'Mekamo, and then he can go to the Suda. And that way, if he takes care of it before he goes to the Suda, he's not going to have to worry that he's going to have to leave the Suda in the middle. Okay, now the last Mishnah in the Perek. So we're going to have Machlokas Tanaim, what the Shir is for Hotza'a on Cheres. So Cheres, Kedelikin, Ben Patzim Lechavero. The amount of Cheres, that's a Chashav amount, is when they would line up beams, they would separate the beams with little pieces of Cheres. So the Cheres of that size is a Chashav amount of Cheres to be Chayev for Hotza'a on Shabbos. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Omer, it's the amount of cheres you would use to stoke coals. Rabbi Yossi Omer, k'dei l'kabel bo revius, enough to hold a revius of a liquid. Amra mer af b'shein raya l'davar zecha l'davar. Even though I don't have a raya that the shear of cheres is to be mechata, or there is a hint to it, because Pasuk says, lo yimatze b'mechitaso cheres l'chatos esh miyakud, when it's the tochecha that Yeshayahu is giving the Jewish people on the fact that they trusted the Melech Mitzrayim, that the trust in Mitzrayim is going to turn into a broken wall, and the broken pieces are going to be like broken pieces of cheres that you find by the potter that doesn't even have a shear that's wrought with to be mechata gecholim with. So how does it define what's a useful shear? It derech agav, but it defines a useful shear by that which you could be mechata gecholim with. Some there be yosim misham raya. You think that that's a raya adrab, the hemshech of the pasuk is a raya to what I say, because it goes on to say v'lachsof mayim ageva, that the shivrei kli cheres that the yotzer has are not even going to have enough to draw some water from the hole. So it sounds like the cheres of a shear of drawing water is a chashva amount of cheres, but less than that is not a chashva amount of cheres. Okay, so says Gemara, the Mishnah had said that if you carry cheres, we had 4 different shittos. So Rabbi Meir said it's enough to stoke, if it's big enough to stoke coals, you chayav hotza. And Rabbi Yossi said to hold the revius of mashke. So what's the larger shear? Mistavra shear, Rabbi Yossi nafish. From the mashmos, it sounds like the shear, Rabbi Yossi's shear is bigger than Rameir's shear, because Rameir says that even if it's just big enough to stoke coals, it's chashuv. So even cheres that's very small, you could stoke a single coal with. Whereas Rabbi Yossi requires a shear that can hold a revius of mayim, which seems like a larger shear. Umikra shiru de Rabbi Meir nafish, and from umikra, but from the pasuk, it sounds like that the shear of a meir is the larger shear. Di salkadat shiru de Rabbi Yossi nafish, because if Rabbi Yossi's shear was the larger shear. Layit la b'mana zutra v'hada layit la b'mana rabba. It doesn't make sense that first the Navi will curse them, that in the broken pieces of walls they won't even find a tiny kli, and then he adds on top of that another curse, that they won't find a larger kli. That doesn't make any sense. You should start by saying, you won't find kli A, which is a larger one. Not only that, you won't even find kli B, which is a smaller kli. But it doesn't do that if you say that the shear of Rabbi Yossi is the larger shear. So Rabbi Masni Sinami, our Mishnah also of Lachtos Eish Mikida Gedola, that the Gemara's answer is our Mishnah, the shear of Lachtos Bosa Eish is the larger shear, because it doesn't mean to be Mechata a single coal. It means from a large fire that even if you want to take a small coal, you can need a large cheres, which is bigger than a cheres that's rotwi, to be Mechabal Revius of Mayim, because if you want to be Mechata a small with a small cheres, you're going to burn yourself. So if there's a big giant fire, even if you just want to be Mechata a single coal, you're going to need a big piece of cheres. So really the shear of Revius Mayim is the smaller of the two shirim. Rabbi Yossi Omer Misham Raya. Rabbi Yossi had rejected the Raya from the Pasuk, because the end of the Pasuk says that a cheres is the size that you could be a Mekabel or Revius Mayim. So says Marshaper Karmeli Rabbi Yossi Rameir. Didn't Rabbi Yossi have a good point to Rameir from the fact that the Navi was Mekabel, them that they're not even going to find a cheres that's big enough to hold a Revius Mayim? So doesn't that show you that that's something that has Chashivos? Rameir Lomi Bayakam. Rameir is going to say, when the Navi says not to hold any water, it's saying it as an Ein Tzarech Lomar, meaning Lomi by Midi D'Chashav Lin Shidlo L'Shtakach Le, Afim Midi D'Lo Chashav Lin Shidlo L'Shtakach Le. Not only are you not going to be able to find that which is Chashav to a person, a Cheres the size large enough to stoke a coal, but you're not even going to be able to find a piece of Cheres that's not even Chashav to a person, that has no value, that you wouldn't even be Chayv for Otzah on Shabbos, which is a Shir of Cheres to hold the Revius of Mayim. So Hadron Lacha Motziyayin, that concludes the 8th Parak of Masech HaShabbos, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we will begin with the 9th parak of Masech HaShabbos.